All right, so this is... I gotta not do the clapping thing, because the clapping thing pisses off the machine.
Yeah, it doesn't make
sense. Okay, so this is John March.
This is Jamie Kahn.
And this is John.
And Jamie. We said that already.
I know, but
now...
Why
do we have to say it twice?
Maybe we're gonna have to say it every show. Are you really gonna be that touchy?
Yeah, after a while, it gets annoying.
So this is Guitar Talk, and it's two opinionated guys talking about what we love, which is...
Well, it's two opinionated guys with nothing better to do than sit and talk about guitars.
Well, that's kind of the nature of guys who love this, right? I mean,
I suppose we
accept that we have no lives and we move on.
And today we're going to be talking about a...
perennial argument.
Yeah.
A fundamental, universal, disparate sort of division of the universe.
Yeah. Strat or Les Paul?
No, I wouldn't go or. There's no or.
Yeah.
No, there's no or in this conversation.
Sure there is.
No, it's not. It's versus.
All right.
It's versus. Because, you know, I'm not that I have anything against guys who like Les Pauls, but to be perfectly honest, I've never owned one.
Well, so you're not really even qualified to talk about this. So why are we even covering this topic?
I'm not qualified by virtue of the fact that I've chosen consciously never to own a Strat. But now I have...
Own a Strat?
No, I'm sorry. See, I had a Freudian thing there.
Uh-huh.
It was a Freudian thing.
Now, did you arrive at that conscious decision because you actually spent time playing a Les Paul and decided... it wasn't for you, or have you just one of those people that like, I don't want Brussels sprouts. I don't like them. Have you ever tried them?
I think that to be really honest, when I was a kid, there were two camps of guitar players. There was the Jimi Hendrix camp, and there was the Zeppelin, Jimmy Page.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Page.
Sorry. Listen, I'm old and I get to have brain fugues.
Yeah.
And there was a really sharp division and when I was 13 years old, either you were in the Jimmy Page camp or you were in the Jimi Hendrix camp.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, firmly ensconced in the Jimi Hendrix camp.
Right. Which is funny because I was like, I was in both.
I wasn't. And this somehow the thing about the guitar down by my knees always kind of offended me. I don't know why.
Well, he was like the one guy that did that. I had a Les Paul copy when I was a kid and I, you know, of course, tried to play it down there. But you can't play it down there. You can't.
You can't?
No.
Okay. So I wasn't wrong.
No, you can't play it down there.
Because people used to make fun of me because how high I like to wear my Strat. I mean, I wear it really high.
Yeah, you're a nipple high player.
I am nipple high.
I'm sort of in the middle. I'm a crotch level guy.
Yeah, you're comfortable. You look very comfortable. But the thing for me also was always for me was the one, the baseball bat kind of neck and the weight. I never really liked the weight of the instrument. And for some reason, I never was able to get particularly the sound that I like to get. So I always stuck with Strats. Now, I will be honest and say that I dreamed of being able to control a Telecaster like Ted Green could. Like, he could get 10 million sounds out of a single Telecaster. But then again, I've also never owned a Tele. So I've always owned Strats.
Right.
So let's go versus in like what we like and what we don't like. So what do you like? Let's go opposites. Because there are things about a Les Paul that I do like. So what do you like about a Strat?
Okay, so for the record, for everyone listening, I primarily these days play a Les Paul.
Which is why this discussion
For many years, I played nothing but Strats. And I still will play a Strat some of the time.
I love your Strat.
In the Zappa Play Zappa, we'd go on tour. I would take a Les Paul or two and a Strat or two, sometimes even a Tele, depending on the parts I had to cover.
Okay.
So I'm playing both all the time. When I'm home and I'm playing at the Baked Potato, when I'm doing that, primarily I just will default to a Les Paul because it's become so goddamn comfortable for me. They're like a luxury item. Switching to a Strat, after I got used to the physicality of the guitar, physically it feels a little different to play it. They're definitely one of those guitars that are more comfortable to play standing up than sitting down.
Yes, I would agree with that.
You know, a Strat is comfortable no matter what you do. It just sort of hugs your body. It's a very huggable guitar, as I think Steve
You to know that I hug my Strat all the time.
So, you know, once you get used to it, it was like, oh my God, it was like driving a supercharged, Maserati or something after playing a Strat.
But what do you like about Strats? Let's start there. What do you like about Strats?
What I like about the Strats is I love the way they look. Always
okay.
love the way they look. I thought they were just very slick with all the contours. They were sexy, sexy guitar. And, you know, and as a kid playing one, they were very comfortable. The necks were real friendly. You know, they came in a variety of necks, as do Les Pauls, not quite as many, but stretch. You can get like the little thin skinny necks. You can get the big old fat baseball bat necks, depending on the era of Strat that you're playing, especially like the early 70s Strats. Those little tiny, I call them diet necks, you know, like so thin and skinny, like they're like the Ibanez neck, you know.
Oh yeah.
And then, you know, like some of the 50s Strats, they're bigger, you know, bigger baseball bat. You know.
And then there's also the radiuses. There's a huge difference in radii.
Yeah.
Radii.
There's a big variety. And so that was another thing that I did like about them. I do love the sound of Strats. Strats have a very unique, super identifiable sound. And if that's the sound you're after, that's great. And they're also very versatile. They're versatile.
I agree with that. I'm going to agree
with
that.
You can route out that back pickup, stick a humbucker in there, boom, you're in Gibson territory all of a sudden because you get the humbucker.
See, I've never thought of, and also I have to be honest, I mean, as a Strat player, I tend to hang out on the front two pickups.
Yeah.
I very rarely, until recently when I learned the sort of Scott Henderson trick that you taught me about, which is to wire the tone to the back, to the bridge pickup. So that right. I could roll the tone off of the bridge pickup. I always felt that the bridge pickup was too bright, so I never really liked it. So,
is that a Scott Henderson trick?
I know it's Eric, a something. There's a bunch
Eric Johnson trick. But you know what? I sort of stumbled onto that on my own, and then I think later I learned that like that's what like.
Eric it's a great no. It's a great idea because I don't like the super bright.
Yeah.
I like it where you get the overtone series by being on the bridge pickup, but not the super bright thing. So you can roll it off and you still get the overtones, but you don't get that searing needle in your ear sort of a sound.
I agree with you that one of the coolest aspects about the sound of a Strat is the neck pickup. That's, for me, what a Strat is all about. It's that neck pickup, that Hendrix, that bell-like, chimey, just really great, cool, warm.
Okay, so for being opposite, so what don't you like about a Les Paul?
About a Les Paul?
Yeah. Because I'm going to do the opposite.
Well, sometimes they can, you know, depending on the Les Paul, if you get one that's heavy, they can be a bitch.
Like for me, I have a bad back, right? So that's that was always an issue.
They can be a pain, you know. They can be a pain. The first couple of years of Zappa Play Zappa, our shows were running around the 3-hour mark, sometimes even more.
Wow.
Primarily playing a Strat from the majority of that show, or I'm sorry, primarily playing Les Paul for the majority of that show. Yeah, I mean, I would...
Were you hurting?
Oh, yeah, it killed me. I mean, it, like, messed my shoulder up.
Oh, wow.
I'm still having shoulder issues.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's one of the things I don't like about Les Pauls in general. Some of them are
the weight.
Can be kind of heavy.
Yeah, the weight. Okay.
The lack of variety in the necks, you know, there's just, I think, overall less variety in Les
Pauls. Is it a D-neck? Is it like a D-neck, what they're called, D-necks?
I guess. I can't really remember what all the number designations are of the
But it's the necks. Shape is like a D, the letter D, right? They're all sort of baseball batty.
Kind of. I mean, you have the way that I tend to think of Gibsons in terms of neck profiles is you have the 50s profiles, which were big baseball bats.
Mm-hmm.
You have the 60s profiles, which were smaller. The ones that I have two Les Pauls. The ones I have are 60s.
Okay.
And so they're the nice, comfortable ones. It's funny, they call it a 60s profile, even though Les Pauls were not really made in the 60s. I think they discontinued them in 60,
right,
61.
Right, right.
Then they became what we now know as ESG. Then they came back, I think, in the 69.
So if I do the opposite, let's see, we do the opposite. What do I like about Les Pauls? One of the things I like about Les Pauls is the mutual humbuckingness of it. I admit that if I'm playing like rock stuff, that I like the sound of being able to do humbucker on the neck and humbucker on the bridge, and that the combination of sounds that you can get. And there is a stiffness for me in Les Pauls where I can play a bit more aggressively, especially because I tend to be a person who hits a lot harder than most. And because it's a fixed tail and because it's a, you know, responsive in that way,
I can do different scale length.
Yep, and I can do there's tension, more tension. String tension is different, usually higher tension. And I can be, it's more, it has more of a, not acoustic, but has a more resonant feel that I can dig into. And I'll admit that I like that. But because of my back injuries, I don't want to play live with it. And it's very difficult for me to play in a session. So if I'm doing opposites, that would be, what don't I like about a Strat? I've had a lot of problems with the bridge pickup over the years. I also don't like the floating aspect of the, there's a weird thing with Strats, is a really good Strat either has a floating trem or a locking trem, okay? Because you want that sort of resonant capacity. The problem is when you bend strings, all six strings bend. And one of the great things about a hardtail bridge is you can bend strings and bend, you know, multiple notes, and you can get stuff, and your intonation isn't shifting around a lot.
You can set up a Strat so that it is basically that, you know.
You know, Carver Hine has that whole thing worked out where I've talked to him about that, where you can set it up where where it can bend and you can get mutual bendiness. And I've never actually been able to sort that particular thing out. But
just run 5 springs and pull the claw in, then it'll be basically a hardtail.
Yes, but then that's self-defeating.
Well, if you want to have a vibrato, you can find a happy medium in there somewhere. But yeah, there was, remember the thing with Floyd's? They had that little the hip shot thing.
That stopped it from. That made it a lock. Yeah, it made it would make it a lock.
You could still use the whammy and still vibrato it, but it would when you went to bend, it would keep it from.
I had that, but it was a tone killer.
Yeah,
it was a total tone killer.
Floyd's in general.
Yeah, Floyd's are a tone killer. But Carl Verheyen is one of the only guys I know who's actually kind of worked that out. And I guess Eric Johnson. But Eric Johnson has got, I don't know, that's all in his hands. Yeah. But if we go now opposite ways, what I like about a Strat, aside from the lightness, like a Rosewood Alder guitar isn't going to be very heavy. And there's a versatility to it that I've just played them my whole life. And I think the only guitar I ever had besides a Strat was an Ibanez Artist back in 1974. Was my first guitar was one of the original Ibanez Artists, which is a solid body hardtail guitar. And for the rest of my playing career, I've only owned Strats. I've owned Jim Tyler's, I've owned Tom Anderson's, I've owned some stuff I built myself, Frankenstein stuff. And although now a funny joke between Jamie and I is Jamie has, as far as I know, has never liked any of my guitars ever. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm pretty certain that he's never liked any of my guitars.
Okay, I don't love them.
Yeah, but. He loves me, so that's all that really counts.
Yeah, some of them, get into the... I've never been a big fan of, Tom Anderson's in general, or Tyler's. Just personal preference. That's what's great about this country. You can like things.
Things evolve, that's correct. I have no problem with that. In fact, my only Tom Anderson that I have right now is one that he and I built in 1992 when my son was born. And I've really been liking a lot lately is the John Sears. I think the John Sears are really well-made Strats and a great instrument, but that's a Strat sort of a thing. So within the sort of the conversation of it, it's always going to come down to personal taste. Mm-hmm. What works for you. If I do know for a fact that I've seen guys like you who have the touch mostly in their hands sound pretty much exactly the same on whatever guitar you pick up. I know this for a fact. It's a comfort issue, isn't it? Right?
It's a comfort issue, but it's also you get used to the. When you play a guitar, you get used to the feel of that guitar.
I agree.
You start defaulting to that guitar all the time. I have this old sort of piece together Strat that I used to always play, and that was just my go-to guitar, and I would always play it. I kind of transitioned into the Les Paul, and now I just always play that. It's my comfort guitar, and I find funny thing is now when I play a Strat, especially on what I call a recreational gig, at the Baked Potato on Monday nights. Now I do play a Strat. I'm basically trying to get that Strat to sound like my Les Paul because I love the sound of it. I love the fact that it's I got those humbucking pickups and I just, I don't have to work as hard to physically wrangle the tone.
But that's Strat, an important qualifier.
Strat, you got to muscle a little bit more.
I agree. That's an important qualifier. What I think about instruments and pickups and amps in general is I look for shit that makes it easier for me to play because I'm old and my hands are tired. And I don't want to find stuff. That's a factor for me is I would like my playing to just be playing and not be thinking about how hard it is to get squeeze the tone out of the guitar that I want to get. Right.
Right.
I mean, the tone squeezing is not my ideal thing. There's only a couple of things I want to squeeze at the end of the evening.
So then why don't you move to a 335 or something?
Talked to me about a 335 for the last 3 years. You know that, right?
That would be a perfect guitar for you. They're light. They're not heavy.
Yeah.
Didn't
we try and find one and we couldn't find one?
You got to pick through them.
We were looking for one.
You got to find one. But I mean, it's kind of the same, it's a different type of guitar in that it's a semi-hollow body, thin line type of design, but it's still got the two humbuckers and, in the necks, especially those late 60s, early 70s, 335s, the necks are just, they're just so compact and they fit right in your hand and they're no effort.
I wish you guys could see the gestures that are being made.
Effortless to play.
So we just want to make one qualifying statement that all the things that are being said here are our opinions. And as far as we're concerned.
It's fact. Okay. These are facts.
These are facts. And as far as we're concerned, if you don't like our opinions, that's okay. Because we don't give a shit. We're just here saying what we think is actually true for us. And the truth is, when you get down to it, whatever instrument it is that helps you express yourself with the greatest degree of comfort and resonates with you in whatever way that makes sense is going to work. For me, Strats. For Jamie, Les Pauls. And, to be honest, I love the way Jamie plays and sounds, and I can't pick up his Les Paul and play it, but I would rather listen to Jamie play than pick up a Les Paul and play. So
we welcome your opinions. Email us.
Yeah, email us and tell us how completely off the mark we are and how completely insane we are. And I'm sure based on the current state of vitriol on the internet, we've pissed off quite a few people at this point.
Yeah, we'll be called racist and we'll be called...
Racist? How did we get there?
Well, I don't know, but that's where... Discussions on the internet, no matter what it is, they always degenerate into
We'll be Obama. We'll be Obama.
Yeah, they'll be degenerating into a political
Obama,
racist
Romney.
Sort of thing.
Maybe Obama's like a Strat and Romney's like a Les Paul.
Romney's no Les Paul.
No? Okay. No. If you could have only seen the face that I was just being given by my friend. All right, so this has been John and Jamie, and this has been another episode of...
Guitar Talk.
Guitar Talk. And we welcome your thoughts and opinions. Every episode will be another random discussion about random aspects about all things that we love guitar. And you never know what we're going to be talking about. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Rock on.
Rock on. Why do you always get the last word?
It's just how I...
This is, you know... Appreciate the peace and
turn it.
Okay.